Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We got to get to Classroom Musical.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, the deadline's today, by the way.
Today. 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 o'clock today.
Central.
So you still have some time.
Classroom Musical is like, well, we're asking you to make a video. A video mentioning Kid Craddock in the morning and mentioning Carmen, correct?
Kind of the band, yes.
A Glee style in your class. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can make up your own lyrics to the song, or you can actually do a cover of a song. As long as you get those shout-outs in that video somewhere.
Right. And the class works together.
Yeah, and we're giving away $1,500 to each winning class. We have three categories.
Mm-hmm.
The K through 5th grade. We have 6th through 8th grade and 9th through 12th grade.
Okay.
Each category, we get $1,500. And out of those three winners, one will have Carmen performing live after school.
Cool.
That's a big deal because Carmen is famous. Both of them.
So in case you still need to get this in, we actually have some entries we've already received.
Yes. How about Rory High School doing the song Happy?
Clap along if you feel like a Craddock is in the room. Clap along if you know what Fuck Pride is to you. Clap along if you know that Carmen would sing it too. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Nice. Shout out to Miss Tamez.
Very nice.
And her
very
students
nice.
For doing
I love
the
these things so much.
Mm-hmm.
I love the kids getting together and doing
too.
A project like that.
It's cool. Do you remember? We used to make videos for class
sometimes.
And it was the coolest thing to look back on them when you're like 22 years old.
Yeah.
We did. And I wish we did.
Oh, man.
Like
it was the best.
Back in the day, they didn't have video cameras back in our day, did they, Al?
No, they really didn't. Had that big thing that my mama would run up and down the sidelines of football field. It's like a. It looked like a radar gun, police checking your speed going down.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. It was a big video camera.
But like 70
home.
Pounds.
And you couldn't watch it right there in the video. Mm-hmm. You had to go home and get it developed, then watch it on the film.
It's so funny now watching home movies with Kelly. She's like, where's the sound?
Yeah, back in the day, honey.
Back in the day, there was no sound.
Is it like that old-timey camera too, old-timey movie, like flickering?
Yeah, we had it all transferred to DVD. And the guy forgot to turn off the audio while he was transferring. So you hear him just kind of like chewing stuff.
You hear him passing gas.
He's rocking in his chair. What are you doing out there, Phil?
we put a big white sheet up on the wall and watched
it. Well, those were the best. All right, back to Classroom Musical.
Yes.
We digress.
We'll move on to a 7th grade class. Miss Brown's 7th grade class.
Oh, Miss Brown.
Betty Myers Middle School. They did Talk Funny to Me.
Okay.
Because I know what the AM needs. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Got too much homework in my backpack. Makes it hard to breathe.
I know that's right.
I was in the hall, see Blair and Carmen. Lost my phone, now I'm broken hearted. All I really need to hear now is when you talk funny to me.
Yeah.
Love it. And they got Kid Craddock in there in Carmen.
Talk funny to me.
That's cool.
And I think that's them doing the horn.
That's cool.
That's pretty good. And they got boys to dance in the video. To get 7th grade boys to dance in a video.
But seriously, you know?
Future Groomzillas.
If you're on your way to school right now and you're like, oh, I didn't finish my homework, sell your teacher on making a video during class today.
Yeah.
You won't have to do
You won't have to do your schoolwork today. This could be fun. And you could win $1,500 for your class.
You're learning teamwork and all that stuff. From the K through 5th grade division, Cushing Elementary.
I love the little ones.
Miss Ripley's class did Roar.
I got to listen to Craddock, dancing to the madness. I am a champion, and kids gonna hear me roar louder than the Craddock.
Watching the videos on Kick TV.
And we'll have these up on the line so people can
We'll put them up. Now, these aren't winners. These are just some of the entries.
Yeah, samples.
We're just giving you samples of what these are sounding like.
What you're up against.
The deadline again today, we're talking about Classroom Musical, is today at 3 p.m. Central. And we have one last entry that we want to play you.
Okay.
Miss Hernandez's kindergarten class. Oh!
kindergarten. Aww. All together now.
Oh my gosh. What's my first choice? Kid Craddock, of course.
I know it sounded like a bunch of stuff.
It, Kid
the song something. Was, what does Kid Craddock say? Again, we're going to put these up later at KidNation.com so you can watch them in full.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Prom season is about to kick off.
It's here.
This is here. The most nerve-wracking time for high school boys.
Yeah.
Because
man, we got to ask you. We got to pay.
We got to come up with the money somehow.
Oh man, it's expensive. Senior dues.
We got to wear those. Know. We got to wear tuxedos.
You think it's expensive for the boy? It's way worse for the girl.
It is.
Oh, I know.
Cuz you know, you've got
like
to do the whole spa day to get ready. Yeah. You get your hair done. You have to buying the dress now. It used to be $100. It's hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Mm-hmm. Girls treat this like their wedding day almost.
Now, Kelly, did you go all out for your banquet with the preacher?
No. I think I just ran up to the mall and got, or the strip mall and got something. They said, you know, depending on where you live in the country, you spend more money. It's a bigger deal in certain parts of the country. And they said last year, the average family in the Northeast spent an average of $1,528 on prom.
$1,500?
That's in the Northeast. In the South, where you think Southern girls would do more, they spent an average of $1,203. Out west, an average of $1,079. That was not the lowest, though. The lowest average is in the Midwest, $722.
Okay.
I was going to say, because I grew up in the Midwest, and I mean, it was expensive, but I only remember it being like
They looked back in 2008, the average family spent $556. Okay. So that's how much it's just increased because things get out of control. My super sweet 16, all these big grand prom proposals. Guys actually spend stupid money just asking the girl to go with these over-the-top proposals.
And then you got to do the big corsage thing.
Yeah, corsage and
that could be $100, man, the flower. And then you got even traveling to shop for your dress. I met a couple this past weekend. I met a guy and his wife and daughter were up here. They live 5 hours away, but they drove up here to go dress shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
the big
factor
city.
That in. Yeah.
They're the big city.
But the main thing to get it going right is the way you ask the girl. Now, I had what I thought was a pretty good way to ask a girl.
Hmm. Okay. Now, was it your girlfriend at the time or just a rando?
So I heard through the grapevine that the head cheerleader liked me. Amanda.
Oh, you were relying on the grapevine, huh?
Yeah. And so through that, we ended up starting the date. So we became high school boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh. You know how those relationships go.
High school quarterback?
Yeah, whatever. But so I decide, okay, prom's coming up. Now I got to ask my girl. This is my girl now. Hmm. This is like the girl I used to think was hot from like freshman year of high school.
My girl.
So she had like an English class. And I went and talked to her teacher, and I said, hey, what are you doing in class tomorrow? And he said, well, I'm going to be showing a slideshow, and we're going to be doing this book or whatever. And I said, awesome. I had a dude in the department that could help me make a slide. So I said, do you mind sliding one of these slides in there in the middle of your lecture? And he goes, you're just going to give me a slide and just slide it in there? And I said, yeah, just in the middle of the lecture. I just want you to be teaching, and at the bottom, I want to add on to your slide. And it's just going to say, Amanda, will you do me the honor of going to prom with me?
Aww.
Just in the middle of the lecture, and I would be.
Wow.
And so
that's
we did this.
Elaborate.
And so I was in theater class at the time, so I asked my teacher if I could leave class for a few minutes. So I left, and I stood outside with balloons and flowers. And the slide, I could tell the slide played because I could hear all the girls in the classroom go,
aww.
And then she came outside running, and she hugged me, and she said yes. And by 4 o'clock that afternoon, she told me that she had promised her best friend Kyle that she was going to go to prom with him at the beginning of the year and that she could no longer go with me.
So wait a minute.
So
your girlfriend your girlfriend decided that she remembered all of a sudden that she was going to go to prom with her best friend?
Now, are you sure she didn't like Kyle and then he hadn't asked her yet?
That's what I think.
Because that's the dilemma I think that happens a lot of times around this season is that the girl's hoping someone in particular will ask, but being asked is better than not. So you say yes, usually the first person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hoping.
Well, I was her boyfriend, so I was the one that was going to ask her. This was her best guy friend who she would go hang out with at. Now, looking back at it, I was stupid.
And she ended up going with him?
She ended up going with him. And luckily, last second, one of my friends, his date, her friend from another school said she would go with me.
I think
out of pity. So I ended
up. But you had fun, right?
I had a blast. We grinded to back that thing up and all that.
Because you had to show your girlfriend what she was missing, right?
Oh, yeah. I made sure that we were in, you know, so she could see me just right.
Right
so
there.
She could see the booty.
Vision of sight, yeah.
Yeah.
I went with, we double dated to the prom. Oh, shocker, right? Me and Kirk. Kirk was my best friend. Now, Kirk and I were, he was the president of the senior class. And he created a position for me because we ran against each other.
He created.
He did. Because I was his best friend. So he goes, you know, you got all these great ideas. I'm going to make you chairman of the planning committee. So we made a planning committee.
You had to plan the prom?
Yeah, I planned a prom.
So how is that so different from planning a wedding?
Well,
or planning bar promotions.
Let's not ball.
We got Promzilla over here. Yeah.
So anyway.
Wait, did your senior prom have turtle races?
No turtle racing at the prom.
Can you imagine the promotions at the prom? So
Kirk and I both had jobs.
Midget wrestling.
And Kirk and I were big deals in our high school, right? Because it was like, I'm serious.
Like we can argue that. How do we know?
Well, check this out. It was like the ratio of women to men was like 8-1. It's called Business Management Center High School. So there's a whole bunch of chicks and not many guys to choose from. So Kirk and I, we had jobs and we had cars, so we were headed going on. But we rented a limo for prom night. Now, we could only afford like 2-3 hours because, you know, it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. So we go out to dinner. We're all dressed up, of course, and Kirk had his girlfriend. I had Yolanda McNeil. Fine, everybody's good. And I have no idea how we got a bottle of champagne, but we did. We were 18 years old.
Ow, Mac.
Yeah. Well, was 18 the legal drinking age back then?
Maybe so. So anyway, we're pouring glasses of champagne. We're toasting. We're pulling up to the prom. Now, I happen to work at this place where the prom was. I worked at the Hyatt Regency Hotel downtown Dallas. Mm-hmm. So everybody's pouring their champagne, and the driver didn't go the direction that I thought he needed to go. I know the area. I work here. So I'm like, yo, man, you supposed to go that way. And I slapped my hand like that, and champagne spilled over everybody, everybody's glass.
Oh.
So we're all reeking of
Andre
Pink champagne or whatever it was.
And you got to go to prom.
And we got to go to prom. The
like
president
that?
And the planning committee chairman have to walk in reeking of alcohol. And we did. And the principal, Miss Stevens, just kind of looked at us. I planned the prom. I'm like, you can't throw us out of prom. I planned the prom.
They can. Yes, you smell like alcohol.
I'm the principal of the prom. And we didn't even have a ride back because our limo had to leave. So we're just kind of stuck.
Wow, what a great prom.
All right, I got the memory.
Was that when your first son was born?
No, he was at home at that time, yeah. I had to get home early.
All right, let's talk about a not great prom. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this story.
This isn't the one with the poop on the windshield, is it? And yet you have.
Well, I don't remember. Tell me again.
Cal doesn't remember.
Tell it for everybody else that hadn't heard it then.
Kelly!
Oh, man.
She said she didn't know. I was like...
That must be a different one.
I guess if you have. Well, now, no. Why would
I want to hear it?
There's build up to it.
No. I want to hear it.
There's build up to that. You can't just leave that hanging out there.
Oh, my God, Kelly. No, I mean, there's nothing to tell now.
Kelly teased it.
Oh, tell it.
I want to hear about the poop on the windshield. Yeah.
Windshield.
Oh, windshield.
See, that's what's called the punchline to a story.
Well, tell it.
I have no passion behind the story now. I was actually in eighth grade at the time, and this girl I played soccer with, so this wasn't my senior prom. I went as a favor.
Eighth grade?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet all your the other dad girls hated you.
Wait a minute.
That was the worst. It's like when a senior boy took someone that was not even in high school.
Wait a minute. Eighth grade, you went to prom with a senior?
Yeah. I didn't know him.
Damn!
So let me tell the story since you already know the end. But I went with my best girlfriend who I played soccer with, and she went to a public school, and she was in eighth grade and started dating a guy that was like 2 years older, right?
Damn.
And so
what?
Yeah.
Y'all these little girls you see at the mall, like, that girl could not be 14.
Uh-huh.
So they started dating like in middle school anyways. He was older, whatever.
Right.
So she's going to prom with a senior. His best friend didn't have anyone to take. I didn't know anyone at this school except her. And I went to prom with this guy, didn't know him, got all dressed up. I looked ridiculous, too. I hadn't even gone through puberty
yet. Looked like a wedding dress.
Yeah, I wore one of those giant prom dresses. And so I go to prom with this guy, and he was real nice. I mean, I guess a little dorky because he, you know, I mean, as a senior, you would think he'd have someone. This school had like 2,000 kids per grade, so you'd think he'd have someone to take. But I went, not knowing what to expect from prom, and we went and we had a good time. And then, but I wasn't like drinking or anything. I was in eighth grade, you know? So we're hanging out, go to the after prom party that was at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had driven the four of us in his Jeep. And he took us to go, we were walking out to the parking lot, and there was like an after party where like the seniors were getting drinks.
Yeah, buddy.
Jenna, don't go to the, that's where the drugs are.
After the party.
We walk out to the parking lot. Someone had taken a dump on his windshield.
He had dumps like a truck?
He was so mortified, and we didn't know what to do, and he had to go drop us off with the windows rolled down because it smelled so bad. And then he was so flustered that he accidentally hit the windshield wipers, and it just went everywhere. And this was in the hood of the car. This is like someone sat up there and did this to him. Like, how embarrassing.
Awful.
And then he dropped my girlfriend and her boyfriend and me off at this after party and was like, I'm just going to go to the car wash. And then I didn't see him again the rest of the night.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Mm. Did you ever talk to him after that?
No.
That was a crappy night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think I get it.
You think it was your eighth grade boyfriend doing it?
No, it was probably one of those senior girls that wanted to get at.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or it was just boys.
Could have been that.
Could have been that. Mm. If you don't want to have a crappy prom like we did, you can go ahead and give us a call because we want to make your prom go off.
Go off? Go off where?
Actually, we don't need you to call us. We need you to go to KidNation.com and sign up.
We're not having them call.
But we're gonna basically make it so that you have the best prom experience possible.
Okay.
Now, are we helping them with the proposal?
No, we're going to help them ask the date.
That's the proposal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is that a proposal? Is it a proposal?
Proposing going to the prom.
No, would you ask a prom? Proposal sounds too...
Okay, so this is a guy that has his eye on a girl.
Yes.
And is a little nervous and worried about asking her, so we're gonna make it happen and impress her.
Yeah.
All right.
Basically is what we're going to do it.
Okay.
We're going to leave that up to the planning committee, Big Al Mac.
You notice how he just cut off my big story, but that's all right.
What's your big story?
I want to hear the story about the banquet.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
No.
You didn't want to hear about my banquet?
No. Turn that music off.
Oh, go ahead, Kelly. I'm so sorry. You said you went to a banquet, not a prom.
I went to all the trouble of going through all my memory books and my yearbooks trying to find the
Stop
one
the
picture.
Stop the music, Sharon. Go ahead,
But
Kelly.
Obviously, JC doesn't want the world to hear about my experience.
I didn't know about your
he
experience.
He decided well,
Kelly,
to go to break.
You need to let me know.
He already said it in the beginning also.
So oh, look at the picture of Kelly on Kid TV.
You look beautiful.
No, I don't. That you don't know how much pain this picture really causes me.
What's wrong
I was
with it?
So ugly.
You're not ugly,
You're
not Kelly.
Ugly. That's ugly.
You're not ugly.
And you went to the prom with
what
Kid.
What noise did you just make? Was that out of the shock of how beautiful I was? You couldn't believe it?
It was more of the mullet.
I swear it looks like you went to the prom with Kid Craddock.
Yeah, it does. His name was Ken Salibi.
What's his
and
name?
Ken Salibi.
So you did
Shout
go to it. You guys
it
called
a
this
banquet.
A banquet? It's
it
a
was
prom.
A banquet. We didn't have a prom. We had a banquet. We had a sweetheart banquet. And it was, you know, we had a small school. There was only 18 people in my senior class. And Ken's girlfriend couldn't go. His ex-girlfriend couldn't go. We were good friends.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, 2 days before the banquet, he said, would you go with me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. Then I had to go out and find a dress.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
look at
did.
That lovely ensemble
I'm
I found.
Telling you. Yeah. Where'd you find, what monastery did you?
I found it at Gladstone.
Did they tell you guys no showing any skin?
No, it was conservative school.
Oh, wow. I don't think that you might as well be
a
turtleneck.
I had a perm. I had a mullet.
The perm mullet. The pullet.
Perm
I was taller
mullet.
Than Ken, so can you imagine trying to find a dress shoe?
Your hair looks like Marge Simpson.
It's so bad. You don't understand.
Kelly, when did you decide to go to the...
I saw this picture. I wanted to cry. And
cry.
I think that's why I have this headache today.
No. It's
from
all
that,
right.
From being so upset about my horrible... high school experience.
Kelly, why was your date wearing gloves?
Because.
He didn't want to get
Ken
the perm
Salibi
juice on him?
Fashionable.
He had old white gloves with
it
his
was
black
the
80s. Tux.
Come on.
Dude, I hope my mom is able to find my picture. I apologize, but I was about as big around as a pin.
Uh-huh.
And I looked like a stick figure on the top of a wedding cake. So I had this big top hat on, and I had a cane. And, you know, the tuxedo, the vest.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude, white on white on white on white on white. Chairman of your planning committee right there.
Big pink champagne stain on the front.
So what'd you guys do at your banquet, Kelly? You
got... Well, we went and we sat down and ate. And then we had
a band?
A preacher.
You have a preacher?
Who gave a sermon.
So there's no music involved?
I seem to remember somebody sang. I think one of the girls in the high school, I think she sang. I'm sure it was something religious and uplifting.
Yeah. So it's nothing you can dance to.
Nothing.
Get up there and get jiggy with it.
No, we sat there and listened to her sing.
What'd you guys have? Spaghetti? Put a little Parmesan cheese on there?
I don't remember what we ate, but I remember afterwards, or was it before? I can't remember if it was before or afterwards. We all went to the Mandarin Buffet and ordered. Yeah, it was China Buffet. We love. I'm telling you something. In South, we love,
oh, you love
barbecue
buffet
and China buffet. And so we went to the China buffet.
Go to Kane's
called
barbecue?
Mandarin, and we ordered little drinks with umbrellas in them. They weren't alcoholic, but we just, you know, it made us feel fancy to have drinks with umbrellas in them. And I saved the umbrella for my drink. It's still in my memory book.
Got a little pork rinds and stuff? Or?
Not at the China buffet. You're confusing buffets.
Can we redo that hairstyle, Kelly?
Honey, we used to perm everything.
Well, you know what?
I don't even know what we're... You can't even go get a perm at a salon anymore,
right,
unless you're over 80.
Right.
The old people perms. But we used to... Everybody got a hair perm.
That's what you do. I mean, back... We'd get Jerry Curl. Or either you were either a Jerry Curl person or you were a hot comb person. You couldn't be both because the hot comb will burn up the Jerry Curl. You're just going to have no hair. But sometimes if you know, money's a little tight, you can't go to the store and get a kitty kit.
Uh-huh.
Then you have to go in the kitchen. Mama, get that hot comb, put it up on the stove, and get that chair right there in the kitchen. And, boy, you could have a one-inch afro, and about 15 minutes later, you'd have like a Michael Jackson four-inch afro because she'd straighten her hair out. Don't get it wet.
Are we putting Kelly's picture up online?
Oh, man, that's like a punch in the gut to see. I was so ugly.
You're not ugly.
I was so awful.
Your hairstyle was not prime time. But
I'll tell you this. You're peaking now.
Thank you.
All we can do is look back.
Age agrees with you.
It is something, right? Because some people look back. High school is their glory
years. That was it.
Kelly, I
can't say that.
I had McDonald arches for my hairstyle. So,
yeah. I mean, hey, you peaked at the right time.
Did all right.
Did I?
Hell yeah. Oh,
if you want us to help you out, ask your dream date. Go to KidNation.com and sign up for that. And take a gander over at Kelly Raspberry's.
Gosh. I thought you said it wasn't that bad.
It's not that bad.
I'm going to cry.
Just to look at the hairstyle.
It's so
itself.
Bad. And Ken Salibi, thank you for making me your third choice.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
So, you know, I had spring break with Emma Kelly. We did a staycation.
Yeah.
And part of that involved going to Super Walmart. Mm-hmm. I needed some things. And
you're
I was
doing
like,
big
Emma Kelly,
things.
We're going, right?
All right, all right.
And I'm shopping. We're going up and down the aisles. And shopping with your kid is just, you know, it's so frustrating anyway because they want everything. So you're like the whole time, no, put it back. And, you know, the kid pitching a fit. So it's probably not the best time to attempt hitting on another presumably single parent.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm standing there in one of the aisles, and this man, tall, which, you know, I'm always, radar goes up when he's tall, and he has two girls with him, and they're kind of having a good time. The girls are kind of all over the place. I'm thinking, this might be a single dad situation,
mm-hmm.
because there's only so much single dads know to do with their kids when they have visitation.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Go to McDonald's.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Right. You'll see a lot of them at the car washes on Saturday morning sometimes,
mm-hmm,
and they go to, like, Super Walmart and Target. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, he doesn't have a ring on. So, okay. But how do you know for sure?
Maybe he went to the gym and he was he in gym clothes or was he in regular clothes?
No, he was in regular clothes and he had his two daughters with him. Don't
you know,
really
I would say you have at least a 75% chance for him to be single without a wedding ring on.
Right.
You know, I would think.
Some guys just don't wear rings.
Some guys just don't wear rings. Now, as a single mom who, you know, when you're on the prowl or hoping to be hit on, you make it painfully obvious there is nothing on your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
You start gesturing a lot with your left hand.
Right.
Suddenly, oh, honey, it's over there. And you angle your hand so you can see there's nothing there.
That's crazy.
It's true.
Yeah, I get that. And I look. I mean, not anymore.
And
but,
I'm making it easy
but,
for
you know,
him to see as I'm fixing my hair behind my left ear.
You basically become left-handed.
As I suddenly have to throw my purse over my left shoulder so I can grab the handle with my left hand. You do everything you can
you
to
do.
Make it look nonchalantly
you're,
like there's
you're texting
here.
With your you're texting with your ring finger.
Dude, exactly. I do. I check three
with no ring on it.
Boobs, butt, ring. Those
in
are
that
three.
Order?
Yeah.
But for women, it's like, I'm not quite sure. Because a man has the option of not wearing a ring.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you may not need to do us a little favor there. If you're married, put on the ring. Because some women are attracted to that. But for those of us who would like to have an unattached man, keep, you know, don't wear the ring unless you're married.
So here's the quandary. How do you do
this? My daughter's begging me for this jumbo-sized box of Lucky Charms, which I know she's not going to eat them all, and they're just going to go stale. And I have to throw away unused food. So I'm sitting there saying, no, Emma Kelly, no. And she's proceeding to pitch a fit. And here comes Dad around the cereal aisle. I'm like, this is my moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm already sitting there trying to fuss at my daughter while looking pleasant, waving my left hand in the air.
How old are his kids?
Like, just
about Emma Kelly's age,
oh,
I would say.
Perfect.
There you go. There's your end right there.
All girls. There would be no competition there, right?
Right.
So here's my quandary. What do I do?
I would say.
How do you start up a conversation over, would you let your daughter have a box of Lucky Charms? There's nothing to say appropriate.
Yeah. Oh, there is.
Yeah. And then he sees my daughter pitching a fit. He grabs his instant hot cereal and just says, come on, girls, let's go. And my moment is past.
Kelly, why don't you just start crying?
No.
Is that attractive to him?
No, it's not. But the guy will stop and he'll be like, oh, what's wrong?
Or just fall out right there in the middle of the aisle.
No, conversation. It's like the whole, I always say, it's like going grocery shopping and then the meat section, you ask a guy how to cook something. Like,
cereal?
You
know,
like, well, that's easy if you're all standing there with no children around. But what do you do when your kid's pitching a fit?
Guys, like, teaching you how to do something, so you ask them, make a joke about it. Self-deprecating about your kid, or ask them about something.
Your kid's throwing a fit. His kids are walking up. They're not throwing a fit. Courtney has the right idea. What do you think you should do in that situation, Courtney?
Well, I can first tell you what the wrong thing is to do. When my husband and I had just had our second child, and my ring didn't fit yet, and I took my two children, two and a new baby, out to the mall, and a guy came up and looked into the stroller and was like, who's your daddy? Where's your daddy at? And I was like, he just kind of looked up and he's like, hi, my name is, and said his name. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
So don't
right
do that.
Now.
Mm-hmm. So don't look at the girls.
So don't.
But
so you're telling me you had a newborn and a toddler and you were getting hit on?
I don't know. I assume so. I have no idea.
And like, I'm standing there flailing my bare left hand in this man's face, and I can't get him to glance at me.
And you must be hot.
Trust me, the guy that was hitting on me, you wouldn't. No one would want that, I don't think.
Okay.
That guy,
but still,
nice to be thought of as a trainer.
Nice.
Hey, you got a toddler and a newborn, you're still getting hit on. You must be one little hot mama.
So what's a good way to hit on? What's a good way to hit on a single dad, Courtney?
Well, I would say what you guys have already kind of said is compliment him maybe on his kids. I mean, when someone tries to talk to me about my kids, I'll just start talking like crazy. So if you were to say, your girls are so well behaved, you know, can you teach me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or
and
say,
embarrass
oh,
my own daughter
so
in the process.
You know, compliment him on his girls and then say, you know, if they're around the same age, you could probably even say, you know, do you guys know each other? Get the girls talking to each other. That way you and the dad could have some time to talk.
Yes.
Or ask him.
Thanks,
ask
Courtney.
Him if his kids are doing well and yours is kind of giving you a little fit, say, hey, would you like to buy a daughter, have three, a matching set, something kind of funny?
You're funny.
There you go.
Yeah.
See,
I
need to have my riders with me.
Hey, you want to make that three girls? I got one right here. You can take her with you. Boom.
What did Emma Kelly want?
The jumbo size box of Lucky Charms.
Tell her she can have that if she goes up to the gentleman and her daughters.
Yeah,
and strikes up the conversation. Just like, oh, what are you guys buying?
Have you met my kid?
And then you walk up and boom.
You need a wing daughter.
Yeah,
you do need a wing daughter, and she's so smart, and she does like, you know, she does like the attention. So if she could walk up to him and be like, your daughters are so beautiful, and you're very good looking to the
I'll
guy.
Start singing.
Teach her to hit on him for you. Make him laugh.
Teach her a song, and then just say, sir, my daughter likes to sing in front of everybody she knows. Do you have like 30 seconds?
Yeah, then, that's my daughter too, yeah.
Well, I'm just
it's hit and miss with Emma Kelly.
Yeah.
You might get a nice.
If you don't want
Kelly.
Her to do something.
I know.
That's
yeah,
what
have Emma Kelly sing her favorite song. You know,
die.
No, that song she always sings. That was her favorite song.
Oh, I want to see your
The peacock.
Yeah.
What else?
The peacock song.
So did you
just
even
seen the Katy Perry documentary?
Did you even say anything to the guy, or
no?
You just let him walk right out of your life.
Well, first of all, I wasn't really for sure if he was single.
Well, you're not going to know unless you talk to him.
Throw down the white napkin.
Yeah.
The white handkerchief and see if he picks it up.
I do that all the time in the grocery store. Like, say something funny when it's like that awkward. You're both reaching for like apples or something. And then you talk to the guy and then his girlfriend comes over and is like, I don't like those. But
what if it had been one of those moments like he was reaching for the box of jumbo Lucky Charms and you did too at the same time?
That would have been a moment, right?
And your eyes met, and then the music starts.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's the perfect romantic comedy waiting to happen.
Yeah. And then he goes, oh, who feeds this to their children?
That's so funny.
He might be listening, Kelly, if you want to throw it out there.
Yeah, it's
Super
this,
Walmart.
This
Miss Connections.
Like, yeah, it is. It's like better than Craigslist.
What was he wearing?
T-shirt and shorts. I don't know.
Oh, let's play
like
this out. Okay.
Come
on, so, guys. Super Walmart. What day was this? Friday?
Friday night.
Friday night.
Sir, if you were at Super Walmart on Friday night.
With two little girls that are about 6 or 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And you remember a girl throwing a fit.
Uh-huh. Little girl throwing a fit.
In the cereal aisle.
And a gorgeous redhead just strolling past her with her left hand swinging.
There was no wedding ring on that bad boy.
Are you sure it didn't look like you had some sort of spasm with the left hand?
He didn't want to sign up for fatal illness.
Like you had some sort of like left-handed Tourette.
That was my bad. That was my undoing there.
We might get a misconnection here.
Al, yo, we might have to go to the Super Walmart, get the camera, and start searching this man out.
Oh, maybe we will.
Kelly, this could have been the guy.
Could have been.
We could. We got to be here till 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
so go, no time for that.
No. Don't tell me you're joining the girls on the I Don't Want to Be Here thing.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Sometimes you need to vent. Right? We all need that.
Yeah.
We all need that moment to just tell people, you know what? Get over yourself. Get over it.
Get over it.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Do you have any right now, Kelly Raspberry?
You obviously feel like you have something you're dying to say.
Sounds like it.
I don't.
Are you alluding to something?
I'm pretty happy
content?
Right now.
Really?
I think I'm pretty happy. Maybe I actually I do.
No, really?
This goes to my wife, Kinsey.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Tread lightly.
I don't know what I want for my birthday. Stop asking me. Get over it.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on.
Isn't that the hardest question somebody asks you over and over? I don't know what I want. I really don't know what I want.
It's nothing to be upset about.
Yeah, it's not a get over it, though.
She like,
Jenna should have a get over it.
You know what? I'm just defeated, so I'm not.
She dumped him. Get over it.
No,
how about that?
I didn't. None of those things. Can I have the day off?
I'm telling you
Hashtag
what.
Hashtag, we're confused about Jenna's situation.
Jenna's confused. Can I have the day off?
Not you too.
No day off.
I've been saying that all morning.
Kelly's ready to go home. Kelly's been ready to go home since we got here.
Seriously.
It's one of those days where both the girls don't want to be here.
Asking for aspirin.
Like,
and
get in bed.
I've already taken my headache medicine. I think I'm getting what my daughter had.
What'd she have?
I don't know. Fever and puking.
Get over it.
All right.
Here we go, to the phone.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Ashley, go ahead. You're on the Get Over It lines.
To my husband, yes, I cut my hair. And I get compliments from men and women all day long. Get over it.
So he's not crazy about the haircut, huh?
How short did we go there, Ashley?
It was about mid-back, and now it just... It's about an inch from my shoulder. I mean, it's one of those swing bobs.
Oh.
And it's really cute, and I love it. But he's one of those men that only likes long hair.
So it's a bob?
Yeah, it's like a graduated bob is what it's called.
Like Al knows what you're talking about. Why'd you even ask?
I know, because...
Jenna knows what I'm talking about.
We did a bit on this.
Yeah.
We did a bit on this about 2 years ago, because my contention was anyone with that haircut has dated a black man.
Okay. Ashley?
Well, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow!
I told you!
Boom!
Well done!
But see, JC, you would have a serious problem if Kinsey came home without asking your permission first and chopped off her hair. I know you would have a problem with that.
I like her hair.
See?
I like her hair long.
And I like long hair on guys, too, so if I was with someone and he shaved his head, I'd be done.
But you know what? If Ashley likes it, in the end...
And her black man?
Okay, so you'd be all right with that? If Kinsey liked it, you wouldn't say anything?
I would say something, but as long as she really loves it, then, it's her hair. It's her head.
But, JC, my husband's exact words were, I hate it.
Oh!
But I don't think you would be so ugly about it. You may not like it. But I think you would be able to tell her in a sweet way that did not cut her down.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. JC and Kinsey never argue or raise their voices.
Oh, no, we do.
Ever.
Oh, we do. Everybody does.
Thank you, baby.
Love you.
Thank you, love you too.
Enjoy your hair. She will. Amanda, who do you want to tell to get over it?
To my sweet customer at the gas station who comes in at least 3 times a week to buy her lottery tickets. She's an old German lady. She will come in, and I can be drinking water, I could be drinking Coke, I could be eating crackers, I could be eating chips. And she always tells me, Amanda, you would be so beautiful if you would just lose the weight. Stop eating.
Ooh.
Never fail.
Ooh. Ooh.
So, I don't know how to get over it. Please stop. I'm fine.
Wow.
She thinks that I need a man, and I don't. I'm fine. Me and my daughter are just fine.
All right. All right, rude German.
The rude customer.
Every time she says it?
Every time?
Oh, every time. I could come in, I'd have a bottle of water. Like, look at this, Vera. I had a bottle of water. Amanda, you've got to stop.
Stop with the water.
You know, in her mind, she's helping you. In her mind, she's saying something nice to you,
Yeah, she's an old German lady. I mean, she's older, so she's kind of set in her ways, and, you know.
Old people say the darndest things.
Maybe she wants to pump you up.
She thinks that I need a man to help take care of me. And
do
I
you?
Don't. And she's like, you need to just lose some weight. And I am. I've already lost 75 pounds. Get off my back.
Yeah, you just keep telling her to get over it.
All right. Thanks, baby.
Man. And you can't get away from the rude customer because you're working.
Yeah.
She's going to have to come on in. Cynthia, you go ahead and tell us who you want to get over it.
To all the judgmental people.
The haters.
I take pole classes because I want to stay fit, not because I'm an aspiring stripper.
All right.
I respect that.
You know what? I respect that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good workout.
And, you know, maybe the stripping is down the line for you. Who knows? But at least if the opportunity does present itself.
You're ready.
You're ready.
It's basically calisthenics.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great.
Maybe at least one for those professional parties, but not at a strip joint. But
yeah, a little bachelor party.
That's not my career choice.
Sure. All right, baby. Thank you.
All right.
Stay on the pole.
Oh, it's for.
It's for enjoyment. It's
stuff,
exercise.
Kelly. You did it.
It's exercise.
Yeah.
I did it because I lost a bet.
Same thing. Nick, welcome to the Get Over It lines. Go ahead.
To my friends and family. Yes, I'm a little different. I like my women chunky with a belly. Get over it.
You need to meet the girl from the convenience store.
Oh, man.
What was her name?
Misconnection right there.
Yeah. We need to find out. We have a lady for you.
Let's get them together.
Is it about a softer woman that you find so appealing?
I don't know. It's the muffin top.
You like that?
All right.
You like squishing it? My daughter likes squishing on my soft parts.
All right.
She drives me nuts.
There's somebody for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, she'll like knead me like dough.
Yeah.
I finally got her to stop doing it to my arms. Now she wants to do it to my butt.
Stop. You're turning Nick on.
Quit it.
Thanks, Nick. She does it to your butt.
She just wants to, because I'm gushy. She doesn't want me to lose weight. She doesn't want me to get muscle because she likes me gushy.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because she likes the way it's comforting to her to rub on me and squeeze my gushy part.
There you go.
Yeah.
I hate touching my own gushy.
It drives me nuts.
I'm not going
to. I try not to make it a big deal because I don't want her to think it's a bad thing. You know, I don't want her to have a negative.
Right.
Yeah.
I got a cousin named Gushy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Skinny dude. Yeah.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
When things happen around the world, you expect newscasters to be cool, calm, and collected.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these people go out on the field and report out in Afghanistan, and they got to stay true.
Plus the ones out in the field. What about the ones sitting behind the desk in the air-conditioned studio reading a teleprompter? What do you do if the power goes out and your teleprompter crashes?
Yeah, or what do you do if maybe you're in L.A. and there's an earthquake?
Because what do you do?
There was an earthquake yesterday in California, in L.A., 4.4 on the Richter scale.
Okay,
so it was
medium.
I mean, it was enough to make you go, whoa.
It was enough to make everyone tweet.
So there's a clip of one news station, and when the earthquake hit, they just calmly sat there, and they said, oh, there's an earthquake.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another station in L.A.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was KTLA.
It was.
And this is how they treated the subject.
Ginger, thank you. Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Singer.
Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Earthquake.
Okay.
Under the desk.
Okay, it appears to have stopped.
Yes.
We're going to... We're gonna jump right now to to the U.S. Geological Survey. Let's get right on that right now. That felt very close.
Very strong.
Yeah, let's get right on that. Okay.
All right, Henry, we're gonna bring you into this. You can see right now. I mean, we've got stuff kind of here falling. We've got some sort of ceiling falling from. The Raptors up here. All right, we want to get to Eric Spillman.
Nobody can see anything.
This thing's going viral, and it's because the lady's doing her tease, and she's pretty calm when the earthquake hits.
She's under the desk, though.
It's the gentleman next to her. It's the gentleman next to her that you see his eyes just go wide open, and he lifts his hand up, and he just cuts her off and go, earthquake. And that's when they dive under the desk.
Look on his face.
You know, if something had fallen, you don't know. So you just sit there and hope nothing falls on your head. You've got, look at these lights above our heads.
Yeah, technically you're supposed to get under the desk. You don't want to risk anything.
They did the right thing.
It made for a pretty hilarious video. Because when you watch the other news channels and they're just sitting there and they're going, oh, we're experiencing an earthquake right now. Let's check in and see how that went.
The other channels didn't have a brother on there, apparently. Because brother, you know, certain things we want to make sure that happen at all times. The ground under our feet, we want to make sure that does not move.
See, I'm so inexperienced with earthquakes. I didn't realize I felt one. Al didn't either. We were
at my wedding.
We had a drink at your wedding. And
I heard, because the hotels are all built for earthquakes, apparently. Mm-hmm. They have to be. And so I heard what sounded like somebody running down the hall, stomping. Boom, 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 boom. But I guess the rafters in the building were adjusting or whatever. But it sounded like a really heavy person was just running as hard as they could down the hall.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I was ironing something, and I felt the floor roll. It was the coolest thing. The last thing I thought of was to duck for cover because I didn't even know what was happening.
Yeah, I didn't even realize anything had happened. We were sitting in the bar, and I saw a light fixture just kind of start swaying a little bit, and I started looking around. I said, was that an earthquake? Or maybe he asked me, and I'm like, yeah, let's get a shot.
I survived the earthquake.
Was it you that called me or kid? Because one of you two called me.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you guys sound, I think it was kid, and he goes, are you okay? Are you all right? And I was like.
That was probably kid.
Yeah, I think it was kid. And he calls me, he's like, are you all right? I said, what happened? He goes, did you not feel that earthquake? I completely missed it.
Yeah. Mm.
Just because I guess I'm used to it. I slept through most of them when I lived in California. Yeah. I was in the 85 Mexico City earthquake, which was one of the worst ones. That was like an 8.5.
Yeah.
But I was two, so I don't remember much.
If anything.
But I was in there.
You survived it.
I was all about that.
Got the T-shirt. I survived the 85.
Survived 85 Mexico City.
It is a weird thing, though, because I feel like California is just one of the best places to live in terms of just, like, life and things to do. But at some point, I'm worried it's just going to, like, drop off the face of the earth.
It's supposed to. We're probably not going to be around by the time that happens.
It's going to break in half.
It's just going to break off. And I think New Mexico will have a nice little beach there.
You guys really don't have a whole lot of room to talk because you remember that one time that we had a little bitty mouse in the studio that didn't come close to anybody.
I have room to talk because I was the only one that stood here and tried to describe the scenario.
I was a man about it.
This is how that happened.
I don't care.
A man?
Are you serious?
Mouse.
Okay. Mouse. Seriously?
Al was out the door.
Earthquake.
Mouse.
Kelly was the most frightened.
I just didn't know where that thing was going to run out.
Uh-huh.
What happened to that mouse?
He's still here.
We never found it.
Never stunk or anything.
It never died. Maybe it escaped.
I guess it must have escaped.
Or he's chilling under us right now.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear the new music that's out today?
Let's hear it.
We're here to hit the new music jingle here, but we lost it.
Okay.
We're going to get a new one later.
It is New Music Tuesday.
It is New Music Tuesday, so we'll let you know what songs are out. Like the one from our friend Enrique Iglesias. I thought I never want you back. Called Heart Attack.
Oh! I like it.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to live in a world without you. Never really noticed all the little things you did.
And
I thought it was a little Maroon 5-ish there for a minute.
A little bit, and it sounds a little Skrillex, which is funny because Skrillex also has a new single out.
Everybody listen to me. On the count of three, we're going to go all together. Right here, right now. It's
called Recess. I don't know how to dance to this stuff.
Do you dance?
No, I think so.
Isn't it involved glow sticks?
I just kind of
flailing.
Like, I just flail my arms.
Yeah, you wave your hand in the air like you just
started. Yeah, you're kind of walking out.
If you drink up,
you move your head.
No,
and
you
your
can,
arms.
You can get away with it, and everyone looks cool because the lights normally when that song's playing are like on and off.
That's why I love strobe lights. They had to have been invented by a black person.
Yeah.
Because it makes you look a non-dancing black person like me. Mm-hmm. Because it makes you look like you can actually dance.
Speaking of dancing, because we don't know how to dance to that stuff, that Skrillex, they had a study come out that have the five moves that us gentlemen can do to turn on the ladies on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're moving your head.
Okay, bob your head.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Make sure you're moving the wrists. Okay.
The wrist.
I guess. Sorry. That's what it says.
The wrist.
You don't want them all locked up. You want them moving.
The wrist.
The wrist.
You don't move the wrist.
You want to move the wrist. You also want to move the left shoulder.
The left
shoulder. Like a little bounce here and there. The left one. Just a little bounce.
Okay.
And you also want some fast movements with your knee, kind of like gyrating. So
okay, put it all together.
Where's the study from?
And then keep your upper body moving as well. And that is what girls like.
Looks like.
Who wrote that study again?
Northumbria University in England. Never seen a British person that can dance very well.
You think the British might be pulling one over on the Americans?
They just got us dancing like that, so they might have.
The wrist thing, I can't. No, no.
Foster the People also have a new single out, Coming of Age. They're the guys that sang the Pumped Up Kicks song.
Oh, okay.
Al looked like he didn't know who they were.
I had no idea. But now I know this song, yeah.
Okay. Sounds similar.
Okay.
They didn't lose their taste. But that's not the best single out this week.
What we got?
Al. You know this celebrity.
I know her.
Her.
Okay.
Her name is Farrah Backdoor Teen Mom Abraham.
Oh. Farrah Abraham's got a CD?
Her song's called...
Is it the soundtrack to her movie?
No, it's not the soundtrack to her movie. And the title of the song is not what it is.
It's purposely misguiding.
It's misguiding because it's not
what
it's
about. Because it's not about it. She's talking about blowing away all the bullies.
It's called Blowing. I know you can't understand it now. So we'll do a dramatic reading.
It's so auto-tuned. It's really hard to understand what she's saying.
Yeah, I need to read the lyrics.
Let me know what she's saying, Eddie.
The lyrics are deep.
It's an anti-bullying song. Okay. It should be the anti-bully anthem.
Yeah. Celebrity.
Why are you yelling?
Don't do that.
Celebrity. That's how she kicks it off. Being yourself is making you famous. Live and learn. Be better than normal. Make those mistakes. Like adult movies. You're blowing all their minds away. Appearance, sexuality, ability. Cast it out. Now you standing out like a star. Be true to you. Topping all the charts. Let me get the air, the breeze, the wind I need. I'm blowing all these bullies away. Repeat.
I'm blowing all the bullies away.
Okay, now let me hear it again. Now that I know what she's saying.
Now that you know what she's saying, here you go.
Yeah.
Being yourself is making you famous.
Live and learn, be better than normal. Make those mistakes. You're blowing all their minds away. Appearance, sexuality, ability. Cast it on, now you're standing out like a star.
Who helped her with this?
No more.
I can't find anybody to take credit for it. I Googled it and everything.
Nobody wants to take credit for it.
Wow.
I said, you know, who produced this? Nothing comes up.
Maybe it's the guy that's in the movie with her.
Do the world a favor. Please don't buy that one. Buy the other three.
I wish her success in what the things that she does.
She put her daughter in the video.
Yes, she did.
Okay. I mean...
It's called Blowing.
But it's not about that.
It's about Whatever you just said.
You blow their minds. You have the wind beneath you that picks you up and you blow them away.
The only thing blowing is that song.
It's female empowerment.
I didn't know that this was, she already had an album out called My Teenage Dream Ended. That's a copy of Katy Perry. Yeah, in 2012, My Teenage Dream Ended.
Is it a single or an album?
10 songs.
Oh, my God.
We have 10 more of these
things? Way back then, but this isn't on that.
We got to do the Farrah Abraham album review.
All right. Well, go on, girl. You go, T-Mom.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.